is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Presidents Trump, Clinton, and other public officials are wishing a speedy recovery for former President Biden. ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
First word of a possible issue came last week when Biden's office said a nodule was found in his prostate. Now his aides say the 82-year-old former president was diagnosed Friday with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. It has spread to the bone. Biden's office says the cancer appears to be hormone-sensitive, which, according to the statement, would allow for effective management. Biden and his family are said to be reviewing treatment options with his doctors.
After House Republicans advanced the Republican mega bill out of the Budget Committee Sunday night, the House Freedom Caucus Board of Conservative Republicans says it's still not satisfied with cost-cutting. The strike of engineers against the nation's third-largest commuter rail system, New Jersey Transit, is over with a tentative deal. Trains resume moving Tuesday. 28 tornado deaths this weekend. This is ABC News. Apparently, by their comments Sunday in Rome, where they met, the U.S. Vice President, the Italian Prime Minister, and European Union Commissioner may have tried to get along better. VP J.D. Vance.
I've said repeatedly that I think, you know, Europe is an important ally of the United States. The individual countries within Europe are important allies of the United States. But, of course, we have some disagreements, as friends sometimes do, on issues like trade.
EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen.
Everybody knows that the devil is in the detail, but what unites us is that at the end we want together to have a good deal for both sides.
The FDA has approved the first blood test to help diagnose Alzheimer's disease. Neurologist Dr. Lee Kroll of Maimonides Health says the test will be for those over the age of 55 already showing symptoms.
The test looks for two proteins in the blood that are linked to the brain changes we see in Alzheimer's, and it's over 90% accurate, so very, very good.
Alzheimer's update, Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm too damaged to ask for help. I After you're gone, after you're gone.
Do at the top of every hour on Max Inc. Radio? Well, we double dip into the local music goodness, and we did it this hour with Cat and the Hurricane. See them on the 23rd in Spring Green at the Barn or in Stevens Point on 614. Follow us, and when they announce more Wisconsin shows, we'll be sure to connect you. Hour number two's Double Dip is brought to you by Herbal Aspects, now with three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com, and the Guitar Shop of Wisconsin, Wisconsin's largest used instrument inventory. A great selection of amps, strings, and accessories you need, plus the area's largest service center with expert technicians. Visit the Guitar Shop of Wisconsin today on Wright Street next to Madison College, or shop online at guitarshopwisconsin.com. Charlie Boy is live just across the border on 524, then back where the cheese tastes better on 530 in La Crosse, and they're heard on Max Inc. Radio.
Abandoned, can't talk for you. No one understands that these never.
Something to do, just give you a bunch of things to look forward to this summer, and you can add that to the list and follow along with Max Inc. Radio on that social media thing. We'll find out, and then we'll post it. And just like that, you can connect to the local things. They have a show tonight, and then the next time you can catch them is on 6-3 in Milwaukee. Everything ends now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
Everything is changing and you're walking out our front door. Well, stop. I can still make things worse. I remember what you said that I'm a never ending nuts up curse. Well, I don't wanna go, but I don't wanna stay. $100 in 3 days till I got it right. But that was all for naught. Because you're leaving and I'm staying and the last fight has been fought. Well, I don't wanna go, I don't wanna stay. There's too many things I can never say. I would like a life, but I know where I gotta pay. Can it be that way? Can it be that way?
Neighborly is next with Self-Help, live on 615 at the Marquette Waterfront, and you're listening to them on Max Inc. Radio.
You don't need to ask permission from anybody but yourself. A little guidance of self-help goes a long way. Your mind's for you to make. You, all you are deserving of the best.
The Ryan McGrath Band is taking us to break. 6-6, Lonely Girl Brewing. 6-11, Tasting Room. 6-13, Twisted Grounds. 7-3, that's when I'm going to see him. Monona Community Fest. That is going to be a great time. Enjoy the song. Stick close to the radio. And we'll be back right after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I feel the heat from your fire. It licks the side of my face. Temptation turns to desire. Can't get you out of my brain, Lord. Your body sways back and forth in the recesses of my mind. Lying awake in a cold sweat. Your fire burning all the time. Time starts again, it's a brand new day. You're still there, won't go away.
You're still there, and I'm still awake. Won't go away, won't go away. Yeah. Why would you play with fire? Only leads to disgrace. Yeah. Your hands melt in desire, yeah, and a fool's lonely embrace. Oh, now I won't spend my whole life, yeah, looking back on one lonely night. I spend most of my days now.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's North Side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Yes, in the second hour lately, we've been powering up the patent-pending Jimmy Tracker, and it shows that the Jimmys are in Janesville on 523, 524 Bellsville, and 526 at the Eastside Club, 6-1 in Fitchburg, 6-5 New Glarus, and 6-11 Edgerton. Wow, the Jimmys are just using that extra power this week, and it is provided by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. It's patio weather out there in Madison. And to kick off spring, enjoy half-price wing baskets for Milwaukee games, lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast and friendly service. At the Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stone Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at thelazyoaflounge.com. And Loxley Live Music Venue. Live Music is a brand new home on Madison's west side, Verona Road in Fitchburg. See the full schedule at loxleyvenue.com. That's LOXLEY venue.com. Beth has a whole bunch of things lined up this summer, and you can follow along with us here on MaxIncRadio.com. She is with Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, 610 at the Capitol Square in Madison, 618 American Music in the Park in Toma, and Stoughton on 7-1. This is Why Won't You Let Me Love You in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio.
You leave over slowly and you whisper in my ear. I feel your hand upon my back and your lips are in my hair. You don't mean anything by it, but I can hardly breathe. I play it cool, I smile and nod, but all that I can think is, why won't you let me love you? 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 Oh. All the things I'd do if I could only make you mine. Chisel off your rock, reveal the work of art inside. Run my fingers over you until you came to life. Push the air into your lungs and set your soul on fire. Why won't you let me love you? 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 Side. A momentary slip shows me truly what you want. Is it wishful thinking, love, this you might feel the same? Or do you ever whisper when you watch me walk away? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you? Why won't you let me love you?
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
summer you feel free. You belong somewhere you feel free.
That was Chicken Wire Empire, and you know that summer is kicking into gear because all the band websites start filling up with summer promises. Just today, I saw new shows for Chicken Wire Empire, 6-7 in Delfield, 6-16 Washington, Wisconsin, 6-14 Bluegrass on the Lake, 7-10 Haley's Corners. And speaking of shows, Madison Malone was just here and live in Baraboo. She stopped by our Civic Media stations up there and hung out for a bit. Check out that interview on the Civic Media page. Oh, all those podcasts are there, and there's a whole bunch of them for you to enjoy. This is A Piece of Art on Max Inc. Radio.
I'm a piece of art, every bone in every part. I'm a leader, I'm a mother, I'm a mother, I'm an idol, I'm a teacher, I'm a goddess. I am not gonna be modest, I am Venus, Aphrodite. I'm a lover, I am mighty, I'm a preacher, I'm a priest. You can worship on your knees. Oh, I'm a piece of art, every bone. Statues with the same body as me. I don't know about you, but that feels like I just want a lottery, baby. I'm a piece of art.
Take your place.
nobody else can take your place.
Mr. Brett Newsky is going to wrap things up this week in the After Hours show. I'm going to go see him live 7-4 on the UW campus. And if you're lucky, I might even see you there too. Till next week, go see something live and take someone you love to see that live show. Stay informed right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal, Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Former President Biden's office says he's diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that spread to the bone. Emergency medicine physician Dr. Stephanie Widmer.
Prostate cancer in general is a treatable form of cancer, even if it cannot be cured. And a lot of people, even elderly people, can live with it for a long period of time.
After House Republicans advanced the Republican mega bill out of budget committee Sunday night, the House Freedom Caucus Board of Conservative Republicans says it is still not satisfied with cost cutting. South Carolina Republican Congressman Ralph Norman.
Had some great changes. We got a lot more to work to do. We're excited about what we did. We wanted to move the bill forward, and it went like I thought.
The strike of train engineers that started Friday against New Jersey Transit is over with a tentative deal. Train service resumes Tuesday. Israel says it will allow a limited amount of humanitarian aid into Gaza. This is ABC News.